This is the local VK5 news segment.
Good morning from Charlie, VK5VC, with a message to all who listen to the broadcast relays on either 40 or 80 metres. Due to a perfect storm, three of the relay operators will be unavailable during September. If you can help to relay the broadcast, please contact Trevor, VK5ATQ, on email vk5atq@wia.org.au. If you work any of the soundcar modes, you are already well on the way to being able to relay the broadcast. So if you can help, please contact Trevor on email vk5atq@wia.org.au. Thanks, Charlie.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with this week's updates from the Southeast Radio Group. First up this morning, we welcome five new amateurs to the ranks. Firstly, we welcome Kate, VK5FKLY, daughter of club member Tom, VK5NFT. Diana, VK5FDCS, daughter of club life member Greg, VK5ZGY, and wife Gabby. Peter, VK5FPOM, joins us from Glencoe. And last, but by no means least, James, VK3FJBM, and John, VK3FJSN, are our newest Victorian amateurs. We welcome all five of these folk and wish them all the very best on their amateur journey. Tim, VK5AV, and his very capable education team deserve a mention here as well. Well done, fellas. We look forward to hearing you on air very shortly. Last night, some of our members braved the cold to assist the Southeast Automobile Club with the running of the Mix Last Meander car trial, which was held in and around the Kongerong Forest west of Mount Gambier. Hopefully the weather was kind to us, but I will have to save that report until next week. Club President Peter, VK5BE, and Colin, VK5DK, have been busy up at our club rooms doing some maintenance work. Our IRLP node, number 6875, now has a new antenna and, hopefully, is working better than ever. This completes quite a bit of work done on this unit as it has been experiencing interference problems, but the boys are confident that they have this licked now. Well done, Peter, Colin and John, VK5DJ, for their efforts. Peter, VK5BE, our rally coordinator, is busy rounding up troops to help us to look after the communications and video for the 2019 ARB Teagles Pines Enduro. Run partly in Teagles Quarry at Millicent and in the pine forest surrounding it, this is a very big off-road event on the calendar, and it draws competitors from all over the country. Some of the machines involved are worth many thousands of dollars, with a set of shock absorbers alone costing upwards of $4,000. This is not surprising, as the suspension travel on these machines is mind-boggling until you realise the roughness of the terrain and the speeds that they can travel at. We have been assisting with this event for quite a few years now, and even when the weather has been thoroughly miserable, we have enjoyed being there. Sometimes it's taken us a month or so to think that way, though. Hi, hi. Last Friday night, we held our 2019 annual general meeting, but I will not be able to report on that until next week, so stay tuned. That's all I have for you this week. The members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say, 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's news and notes from the Northeast Radio Club. And I have to start off today's edition with a bit of a sad report. One of our members, John Rook, VK5JK, became a silent key last month. So the whole club give our best to the friends and family of John and wish them all the best at this sad time. And during the week, the Northeast Radio Club sent off an endorsement of the WIA submission to the ACMA on the upcoming changes that are being mooted for regulations to the amateur radio service. So we hope to hear in the not too distant future what will be coming down in the way of adjustments to the rules and regulations. So we'll have to stay tuned for that. But yeah, the Northeast Radio Club has put in a good submission and supported the WIA's ideas on the matter. And don't forget, subscriptions to the Northeast Radio Club are now due, so renew them by the 13th of September, and you'll get the early bird price. So apparently, according to David, BK5MDF, renewals are going quite well. So don't forget, if you want the early bird benefit, get your renewals in by the 13th of September. And next Friday night is the F-Troop Net on the Houghton Repeater, 146.850. And come along and join in the fun and have a bit of a chat to a lot of the F-Calls and other members of the Northeast Radio Club that come up. It's quite a good night. Come up and have a bit of a chat for about an hour or so. The F-Troop Net next Friday night. And also next Friday night, of course, it's the Tech Night for August, and one of our gurus, VK5BB, Ben, will be giving us a talk on digital systems in amateur radio. So if you're thinking of getting into digital, or if you're like me and you've just got in and are still a bit confused, then come along next Friday, the 23rd of August, and listen to Ben's excellent lecture on digital systems. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Have you been active on the ILLW contest this weekend? AHARS has several members out there waiting for you to call them, and you still have time to give out a few numbers. The ALARA contest is on the weekend of 24th and 25th of this month. Details are at http://alara.org.au/contest. Alan Raftree, VK5AR, will be on Eyre Peninsula operating in the phone section of the Oceania contest on October the 5th and 6th. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday, August the 23rd. These lunches start at 12 noon and there's no need to book, just turn up. We will have a coffee and chat session at the Shack on Saturday the 24th of August. You missed out on one on the second Saturday of this month because of our disposal sale. General meetings start at 7:30 and the presentations are run first before a light supper, and then the business part of the meeting last. At the September the 19th general meeting, Neil Abraham, VK5KA, will give us an interesting session on designing, building and using RF transformers. In case you're wondering what these are, he will be talking about balance, ununs and common mode chokes. Do we have any volunteers to run a JOTA event on the weekend of October the 20th and 21st? Email me expressing your interest now, please. I've approached the Girl Guide ladies who run the facility at the site where our shack is situated to see if they can rustle up interest from local guides and scout groups in our area. A new version of the club calendar is on the website now. This year's AHARS Buy and Sell will be on Sunday the 3rd of November and is being held at the Marion RSL. Bookings for tables can be made with Roy Gabriel, VK5NRG, and his email is vk5nrg@wia.org.au, or with Trevor Wrigley, VK5TW, and his email is vk5tw@wia.org.au. We're planning to have a car boot sale in the car park on the RSL club grounds. To sell in the car boot sale, you will still have to have a seller's wristband, and to buy from these sellers, you will have to have a buyer's wristband. You will have to sign in and pay your fees. Sellers can enter the RSL hall from 7 a.m. onwards to set up, and the doors will be open for buyers from 9:30 a.m. The RSL will be catering for the event with a sausage sizzle from about 8 a.m, coffee and tea from about 8 a.m. to 1 p.m, and coffee and cake from 10 a.m. They will set up the catering out the front of the complex, so you do not have to enter the halls to buy the food, and there are sufficient tables and chairs in that area for you to eat undercover. The A-House Christmas lunch will be held at the Blair Hotel again this year, and it will be on the 24th of November. You can book now with Pat Storr at patstorr, P-A-T-S-T-O-R-R, at adam.com.au. We will need payment before the day, and we will issue tickets. The meal will be two courses, with tea and coffee included. There will be a choice of four main courses and two desserts. Please advise Pat of any special dietary requirements when booking. Numbers are limited to 60. The January 2020 AHARS annual picnic will be held at the Marion RSL, like last year's very successful picnic, and it will be on the 19th of January. Starting time is 10 a.m. onwards. More information on this when I finalise plans. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp at wia.org.au, or you can send me a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
Don't forget that relay operators are required for 80 and 40 metres during September. If you can help, please email Trevor on email vk5atq at wia.org.au.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline at northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.